Essendorma from the opera Turandot. I Will Conquer, I Will Conquer. Welcome to Healthy Vision, the talk radio show that helps you conquer your vision loss. Dr. Edward Conrad is a board-certified ophthalmologist and homeopathic doctor, author of 7 best-selling books. Healthy Vision is dedicated to bringing you the latest information for a lifetime of healthy sight and to help you conquer your eye problems. And now your host, America's favorite eye doctor, Dr. Edward Conrad.
Welcome to Healthy Vision. This is your host, Dr. Edward Conrad, and thank you so much for tuning in this evening. We are going to be talking about our annual vision event, the Vision Event 2020. This is an annual event that we've been holding the last couple of years, and it's been extremely successful. What makes this event unique is that we are going to be live streaming this event. Many of you were disappointed that you could not make the event last year, so this year it will be live streamed. And we are going to feature some great speakers, and later on in the show, I'm going to give you a little teaser. I'm going to have an audio clip of each one of the speakers to get you interested in attending the event. So how can you get more information on the Vision event? Well, go to Vision Event 2020. And sign up for the event. It's going to be a 2-day event, February 15th and 16th. And you'll be able to listen to the event and view the event via live streaming. All you need is a good internet connection. And if you don't have a good internet connection, you can listen via your phone. We also have a call-in number. But I would highly recommend that you do get a good internet connection so you can view the actual event. So the good news is that this event is absolutely free to all of you that have been a previous patient of mine. If you participated in the Conrad program or the home program, this event is absolutely no charge to you. Those of you that are not a patient and you may want to participate in the event, it's only $95. And 100% of this tuition fee will be donated to the Restore Vision Foundation. As many of you are aware that my wife and I are actively involved in missionary eye work in third world countries trying to cure blindness to those in need. We are self-funded, and we travel once or twice a month to a location and perform free eye surgery. The Restore Vision Foundation is a 501c3 corporation, and 100% of the tuition will be going to mission work. So not only will you be able to learn more about how you can preserve your own vision, your tuition will go towards restoring the vision of someone in need in a third world country. So let's go over the calendar of the program. Saturday morning at 9 o'clock, I'm going to be reviewing the best of our mission work to cure blindness. I have a video on different locations that we have traveled to the past year. And I'm also going to be showing you a sneak preview of 2 documentaries that See International have developed to kind of get you really interested in supporting us for the mission work. Then we're going to review the results of the Conrad program in of the past year. We have treated probably close to 500 patients last year, and I want to review the results. Then I'm going at 10 o'clock, I'm going to be talking about the top 10 eye advances of the past decade. And I'm really excited to present this to you. It's kind of a unique perspective from not only a board-certified ophthalmologist, I'm going to be talking about the latest in surgery and medical care, but I'm also going to be reviewing some information on the latest of alternative care. There have been some great new developments in terms of the treatment of glaucoma, some new medications, some new surgical interventions, and also there has been released a simple-to-use home care device. Those of you that have glaucoma, you're now able to monitor your intraocular pressure. I'm also going to be talking about some new advances in terms of evaluating our microcurrent therapies, some updates on stem cell therapy. So it's a great lineup of these top 10 advances. Go to Vision Event 2020 and you can find out more about that. Later on in the morning, I'm going to give you my perspective of the four levels of healing to restore lost vision. And this is kind of a summary of my integrative approach. So not only does it include the physical and surgical side, it includes the functional side, the homeopathic, and the spiritual. So I'm going to go over these four levels of healing, and I think this is going to be very important for all of you that have eye problems, that you understand that this approach is necessary to truly heal your lost vision. Then Saturday afternoon, I'm going to focus on a new advance in stem cell therapy. It's called the Limelight Retinal Restoration Technique. Dr. Limelli is a brilliant surgeon from Italy. I spent some time with him, and he's developed an innovative technique, which I'm going to be utilizing in my practice. Also Saturday afternoon, I'm going to talk about the hidden danger that's destroying our vision. This is the electromagnetic fields and the 5G. Not only am I going to be talking about the danger, but I'm going to give you some advice on how you can protect yourself and treat the problem. Dr. James McNear is going to end the afternoon. He's an alternative doctor here in Florida who embraces microcurrent and alternative therapies. He's going to reveal some information on his new book, How to Love Your Liver. And of course, this is not a book on treating alcoholism. The liver and eye are related. And if you love your liver, you're going to love your eye and your vision. Then we're going to conclude by giving you an introduction to the Sunday workshops, a brief insight into all the workshops, and you can kind of decide which ones, if not all the ones, you're going to be wanting to attend. Sunday, February the 5th, 16th, we're going to have our workshops. Dr. David Pesek is going to speak on holistic iridology, insights to your wellness. Garrett Murin is going to be talking about restoring vision cell by cell with the COMRA therapy. And this is a cold laser therapy. In the afternoon, Ning Wu, who's the developer of the Inspirestar microcurrent machine, is going to be speaking on how microcurrent will change your life. Then my good friend Dr. Robert Rowan will be talking about the benefits of ozone. Dr. Rowan is one of the foremost authorities on ozone in the world. He lectures all over the country and the world, and I'm pleased to have him give his insights on ozone. And later on in the afternoon, Victor Marcel Vega, a Puerto Rican alternative medical doctor who has spent well over 10 years investigating essential oils. And I think you're going to be very surprised with his presentation and his insight. So later on in the show, or when we come back from the break, I am going to have the Dr. Vega's intro to his essential oil talk. And then at the second half of the show, I'll have an intro of Dr. Rowan and Garrett Murin. So I want to kind of give you some teasers for the Vision event. I do hope that you will attend sign up now. And if you happen to be listening to a recording of this radio show and you missed the February 15th and 16th date, you can still go to the URL, the Vision Event 2020. That's Vision Event 2020. And you can still sign up because we plan to record the Vision Event. So all of the recordings will be available online for you to listen to at your leisure. So once again, if you can't make the February 15th and 16th dates, don't despair. I would like you to listen live because at that time you're able to ask each one of the presenters questions, and the dialogue is important. But if you can't make those dates, all the recordings will be available online. So go to Vision Event 2020, Vision Event, that's 2020.com. to get more information on the Vision Event, or you can always give our office a call at 800-430-9328. And when I come back from this break, I'm going to give you a little teaser. Dr. Victor Marcel Vega, his introductory talk on essential oils. He will be giving an extensive workshop. So we'll be right back after this break. Welcome back to Healthy Vision. This is your host, Dr. Edward Kondrat. And one of the workshops that will be given during the Vision Event 2020 is one on essential oils. And my good friend, Victor Marcel Vega, who's a Puerto Rican physician and a well-accomplished alternative doctor, I met him 10 years ago, and when I heard his lecture on essential oils, I was really blown away. I knew that essential oils had some beneficial effect, but after listening to his lecture, I began incorporating them in my medical practice. In fact, we use essential oils during all of our microcurrent treatments. In particular, we use frankincense. There have been documented studies, good studies, to show that frankincense helps repair DNA and helps in regeneration. And during Dr. Vega's presentation, you're going to learn that essential oils, in addition to rejuvenation properties, they are very powerful in terms of antibacterial. They also can be used as a disinfectant, emotional balancers, on and on and on. So let's listen to a short preview of Dr. Vega's introduction.
Hello, my name is Victor Marcial Vega. I'm a radiation oncologist, a board-certified radiation oncologist, and also board-certified in integrative medicine. I completed my residency and internship at Johns Hopkins Hospital, and I've been a professor at three schools of medicine. Presently, I'm a professor at the Universidad Central del Caribe School of Medicine, where I teach students and doctors integrative medicine, which is the medicine that takes into account not only the use of medication, surgery, radiation, but also how nutrition, exercise, stress reduction and detoxification, and other modalities affect our health and can reverse chronic diseases. So in my quest for finding the cause of cancer and cures for cancer, I stumbled upon the fact that toxicity is a major factor in producing cancer. And by finding protocols that detoxify the human body, I found that cancers got better or sometimes disappeared. But little was I expecting to see other illnesses and diseases reversing or disappearing by detoxification, exercise, good nutrition, and reduction of stress in patients, such as cataracts, glaucoma, retinitis, conjunctivitis, otitis media, sinusitis, high blood pressure, diabetes, arthritis, pain, and other situations. So it changed my practice completely back in 1991. And then I stumbled upon essential oils in 1995, where I started building my own line of essential oils. And the reason I did this was because I saw how they were an incredible addition to my practice in terms of management of diseases. And I want to share with you in the following presentation that is a little bit over an hour with a slide presentation that will present to you the uses of essential oils, how they're distilled, their uses in plants, why do plants produce them, and why they're extremely useful to us, and what are their properties, and why do they do what they do, and their properties in the human body, and physical properties, chemical properties. And I will also share with you my experience over the last 24 years using essential oils for the management of illnesses and diseases. So this is going to be very exciting. Now, one of the things that I want to emphasize is that essential oils have to be of a very high quality. And that's why I developed my own line of essential oils in the last 24 years, because I was finding essential oils that would expire. They would get worse and rancid over time. And I found that a lot of the oils that are in the market are mixed with other chemicals, and that makes them not a real thing, also not as effective, not as fast, and not as useful, and also they have a property that they rot with time. The essential oils that I use have no expiration date. I mean, that's pretty amazing. You will say, no expiration date. That doesn't sound right. It didn't sound right to me until I started saving essential oils over the years. I have 5-year-old oils, 10-year-old, 15-year-old, 20-year-olds that are actually not only fresh, but they're better than when they started. So they're similar to wine. They get better with age. And proof of that is seen in the mummies of Egypt. The mummies of Egypt involved a process that started with desiccation, drying of the body, removal of the organs, drying of the body with salt and other desiccants. And once the drying was finished, about a month and a half after the death of the person, they would put essential oils on the mummies, such as myrrh, cedarwood, frankincense, and others. And those essential oils are found 2,000 years or more later on those mummies, still able to ward off bacteria, viruses, and fungus. That's pretty amazing. And that is a testament and the evidence that essential oils, when they are pure, when they do not have any synthetic compounds in them, can be effective hundreds and thousands of years later. And this has been proven with the preservation of the mummies up to this date, and the presence of those oils in those tissues that has been verified by scientific exploration and documentation. So the oils I use are medical grade, therapeutic grade, and they stand behind the experience that I have observed over thousands of patients that have used them. I have also developed blends for different situations like pain, like eye conditions, farsightedness, needing reading glasses, infections of the eye, cataracts, glaucoma, can benefit greatly from these oils because there are areas on the around the eyes that are important also to keep healthy. I also have developed oils for otitis media, infections in the ear, that I manage exclusively with oils. I don't use antibiotics. I also use preparations that I will explain in the workshop that use spray bottles to spray on the eye safely and in a very comfortable way. It's a very soothing way. Also how to do it for sinusitis, which is an area that is very close to the eyes and is very important to keep healthy as well with these.
Thank you, Dr. Vega. And Dr. Vega's presentation will be on February the 16th. And he will be giving you a lot of really valuable information on essential oils, and especially the essential oils to be that he recommends for treating different eye problems. It's going to be a really great presentation, and it's one that you don't want to miss. So go to visionevent2020.com, visionevent2020.com, to sign up now. So we're coming up to another break, and when we come back, I'm going to give you a preview of a presentation by Dr. Robert Rowan. Dr. Robert Rowan is one of the foremost authorities in the world on ozone therapy. Dr. Rowan used to be the editor of Second Opinion. He has also gone to Africa to actually successfully treat the Ebola virus using ozone. He's a big advocate of using ozone therapy for ocular conditions, and this is an important part in my practice, in particular during the Chondroit Restore Vision program. So we're coming up to a break, and when we come back, it'll be Dr. Robert Rowan. And don't delay. Sign up now for the Vision event. Go to visionevent2020.com or give our office a call at 800-430-9328. And we'll be right back after this break. Welcome back to Healthy Vision, and now let's listen to Dr. Robert Rowan discuss ozone therapy. Ozone therapy is an important part of my practice, and if you don't know about ozone therapy, or maybe you think that ozone therapy is that pollutant that's in the atmosphere that's causing lung problems and difficulties, you're wrong. Ozone is a very powerful therapy that can work miracles in terms of regeneration, restoring lost vision, and also treating chronic infections and other ailments. Dr. Rowan is one of the world's authority on ozone, and he has lectured all over the world. So let's listen now to Dr. Robert Rowan's intro on ozone therapy.
My name is Robert Rowan. I go by Robert. And I'm here to talk to you about my most favorite therapy, which is ozone therapy. And this is the product of extensive research from two major researchers, Sylvia Menendez and Vilio Bacci, and me. Sylvia Menendez is from Cuba, Vilio Bacci is from Italy, and I am from the USA. Now, I've always been an oxygen man. I mean, when I first saw ozone in 1986 at a meeting, I said, no, something's wrong here. This is an oxidant. I thought we're supposed to be antioxidants. You know, that's what we were all taught at that time, and still people are teaching that. I said, you're selling an ozone machine. They didn't know what they had. I didn't know what they had either. So I said, let me see your literature. They gave me the literature. I went up to my room and I stayed up all night reading it. I couldn't put it down. And I got in before the convention opened in the morning to be first in line to their booth to get the only machine that was available. That's what I saw with it. Oxygen is the most important factor in healing. It's the source of all energy. It's the source of immune cells, your immune cells' ability to kill invaders. When your immune cells encounter a bacteria, they go through what's called an oxidative burst, and their oxygen consumption goes up 100 times. Ozone is O3. It's produced naturally in the stratosphere by lightning and also by ultraviolet from the sun. What happens is oxygen is O2, and the O2 splits. One of the atoms goes to another O2, attaches, and it forms ozone, which is O3, which is a semi-stable molecule. It decays rather quickly, but it exists. And you can smell ozone after a lightning storm. The air smells sweet after an eastern thunderstorm, which we don't have very much here. Ozone is made in nature by lightning splitting oxygen, so it's natural. Ultraviolet radiation does the same, and we can artificially recreate these processes with a machine like what you see here. Now, this is the machine I typically use. This is a German machine that does quite a bit. There's an oxygen tank here. There's a bottle here. And what I do is a patient sitting here, and I take blood out. It goes up into this bottle, and then from the machine, this valve pushes ozone oxygen gas back up into that bottle under pressure, and you get what I think is the most powerful oxidation treatment there is. And it's very kind and very gentle, but extraordinarily powerful. Another machine is this one that comes from Canada that you can get at home for water. You can see it bubbling through water here. That's what it's sold for, water, but you can adapt it. And I can always tell you how to do it. For home use, to take it rectally. I tease my patients. You know, if a husband needs it, I say to the wife, well, here's your chance to stick it up your husband's, you know what. So I get a nice rise out of them. I wanted to say one other thing about ozone. We'll probably get to that. Okay. So those are two machines. What does ozone do? It activates immunocompetent cells. Now, to me, the answer to anything is your immune system. You know, I hear about Lyme disease all the time. I hear about mycoplasma. I hear about herpes viruses. Frankly, I don't pay any attention to those tests. I don't even order them. I don't care. The issue is, why isn't your immune system turned on to do what God designed it to do? That's how I think. So I don't even bother with it. I don't test for Lyme. I think it's a waste of time. Ozone activates red cell metabolism, and it improves the ability of the red cell to release oxygen, so you get more oxygen dumping in the tissues. It increases a molecule called NAD. That's it comes from vitamin B3, niacin. That's the rate-limiting step in RBC glycolysis. Bacci believes that ozone creates super-gifted red cells in the bone marrow, so that those red cells are far better able to dump oxygen into your tissues. You could be 100% saturated with oxygen, and your red cells might not be releasing it. What good is it? Activation of enzymatic antioxidant status. In other words, here you're getting an oxidant, ozone, and you're increasing levels of SOD, superoxide dismutase, catalase, and glutathione peroxidase. It increases plasma and tissue H2O2. That's hydrogen peroxide. You've heard of intravenous hydrogen peroxide. I don't like it. It works. It's great. But I've seen it damage too many veins, and I've basically abandoned it. It increases nitric oxide levels. Most of you know about nitric oxide now. It increases, this is what I really like, Bacci found this, it increases the synthesis of potent cytokines and interferons, which modulate the immune system and stimulate regeneration of tissue, such as transforming growth factor beta-1, which is very important for cartilage. Now, I want to credit Sylvia Menendez for allowing me to use her slides, and also Vilio Bacci, because these slides that you're going to see coming up do come from them. This shows the capillary partial pressure differences between initial and final values after intramuscular ozone therapy in patients with arthritis. Here's 20 patients, and what you're seeing is a difference in PO2, partial pressure of oxygen differences. The greater the difference means that much more oxygen is being released after you give ozone therapy. Everybody understand that? Need the other mic? No problem. This is the venous partial pressure differences after ozone therapy, just intramuscular ozone, and the venous oxygen pressure. So here you see venous oxygen dropping. That's good. Why? Because it's offloaded. Right. The arterial went up, So you got more oxygen on the arterial side, you got less oxygen on the venous side, which means you're dumping more. And here's your difference. The arterial goes up, the venous goes down, and the greater the difference, the more oxygen going into your tissues. Oxygen is the most important part of healing, period, end of story. And I would challenge anybody to say otherwise. Oxygen is what makes your energy. And it's a long road from oxygen out here to your mitochondria.
Thank you, Dr. Robert Rowan, for that introduction. And he will be giving a workshop on ozone therapy during the Vision event. So if you haven't signed up for the Vision event, do so now. Go to visionevent2020.com, visionevent2020.com, or give our office a call at 800-430-9328. And those of you that are a patient of mine or have been a patient of mine in the past, this event is absolutely free to you. Those of you that have not been a patient, there is just a nominal charge of $95. And this $95 tuition is 100% going to the Restore Vision Foundation, which is a nonprofit corporation, which is dedicated to helping restore lost vision in third world countries. So don't delay. Go to visionevent2020.com and sign up now for the Vision event. And when we come back, we're going to be hearing from Garrett Murin, who's a representative of the Comra Laser Therapy Company, and he's going to be talking about the values of the Comra Laser Therapy. This is a big part, light therapy is a big part of the Restore Chondroit Vision Program. We'll hear from Garrett when we come back for more break. Welcome back to Healthy Vision, and now let's listen to Garrett Murin talk about the Comra Laser Therapy. The Comra Laser is a very unique device. It combines infrared, the red infrared laser, color light or syntonic light, magnetism, and ultrasound. And I'll be speaking earlier in the Vision event about the effect of combining these modalities, about increasing the overall effect. So now let's listen to Garrett speak on the Comra Laser.
Hello, everyone. My name is Garrett Murin, and it's my pleasure to be here with you today. I'm joining you from Vancouver, Canada. And I work at Radiant Life Technologies as the regional manager for North America. And I've been with the company for a decade now. Now today, I want to present to you in a practical way, that's why it's a workshop, Comra Therapy. Now this is a breakthrough medical technology that was developed by Radiant Life Technologies in 2009. I'm excited to share this with you today because after this, let's say, 10 years of experience in clinic and around the world, we believe, well, actually, I'm convinced that Comra Therapy can help so many people with eye conditions, with vision challenges around the world. And so everything we do at Comra Therapy, at Radiant Life Technologies that we do with Comra Therapy, is aimed at holistic self-sufficiency. Now, big word, but I'm going to get into what that means in the presentation, in the workshop. And our mission is really to help people to help themselves. So today what we're going to do, as I said, is a workshop. So we're going to approach Comra Therapy in a very practical way. Excuse me. We're going to look at the Comra Delta, which we have here. This is how we're going to look at Comra Therapy through that context. And we're going to do that, obviously, focusing on vision. And we're going to expand out from there to associated treatments, because things that happen in the eye are not necessarily isolated to just the eye. And we're going to use real life examples to go through this. Now, and we're also going to go through treatments, and I meant to mention where my mouse is here. And if there's time, you see I have a few accessories on the side. I want to just walk through those so you understand a little bit about that as well. Now, I have my slides here in front of me, the same as you're looking at, so I'll be clicking through them. We'll go to the next slide right now. Before we get into the practicalities, I want to talk about the COMRA approach. Excuse me. So now, for us, we see this body, all bodies, as highly evolved, intelligent life forms of their own. In other words, the body's been evolving for untold centuries, millions, billions of years, however it's all worked. And in that, it knows exactly how to heal. In fact, it's always healing. It's just that it lacks the certain support, resources, and different things necessary in order to do that sometimes. And so it still needs support. And this is where you come in, and this comes back to that holistic self-sufficiency. We start to treat ourselves to look after our own health. So this is one part of it. And the other part of this is COMRA therapy is a highly advanced, actually. It's actually a highly advanced technology that interfaces, that interacts, that supports that inherent ability of the body to heal itself. And it does this non-invasively, which means it's inherently safe to use. This is also very important. We don't have to force the body. We don't have to open it up. There's a lot we don't have to do when we support the body's intelligence rather than push that intelligence out of the side, push it aside, and take over. Now, with that, the other thing that I wanted to mention is, and let me just try it this way to give some context. One thing I want you to take away from today is the applicability of COMRA therapy to not just eyes. And I'm going to share with you why that's so. This has happened more than once, but I just share one story, obviously. I checked in with a client who'd purchased the Delta through a doctor, and I'd asked the person, how's it going? It's a long story how we got to that, but anyway. And she said, I haven't used it since I got it, and it'd been a couple of months. And I said, oh, okay. And she said, well, I've been in a big car accident, so I wanted to get better before I started using it. And I'm on the other side of the phone and my head just drops down. And so why I want you to get this today is so if you decide to go forward with COMRA therapy, you'll understand a little bit more. I'm not saying understand everything, but understand a little bit more how you can use this for associated things or other things. So we're going to go through that a little bit when we get into treatments. And also, a bit of the context and for the workshop and everything we do is because a lot of times in people's lives, COMRA therapy is actually underutilized. And of course, that first story relates to that. Because at the end of the day, my, let's say, goal with this workshop, actually with everything I do, with the supporting people to help them help themselves, is periodically I get this call. And this is the call that really makes my day beyond anything else. It's that call that says, hey, Garrett. And I say, hey, how's it going? I finally get it. And I say, great, get what? And now I've been doing this for over 10 years now, so I have an idea what people are talking about. And they'll say, I finally get it. I didn't know I could do so much to look after my own health. And this is really what COMRA therapy is about. So that's a bit of the context. There's a lot more we could say. But for now, we'll leave it there, and we'll touch on different bits and pieces as we go through the device and the treatments and the how-to and these kind of things.
Thank you, Garrett, for that intro. And Garrett Murin will be giving a comprehensive workshop on the coma therapy during the Vision event. So what are you waiting for? If you haven't signed up for the Vision event, do so now. Go to visionevent2020.com or give the office a call at 800-430-9328. The Vision event is our annual two-day event in which we give you an update on not only traditional ophthalmology, but also alternative treatments that can help you restore your lost vision. It's a great event, and it's a good way for you to find all the modalities and latest treatment that can help you restore your lost vision. So I hope that all of you will attend the event, and if you are unable to make those dates, I hear this a lot of times from patients, Dr. Kondrat, I'm going to be busy on the 15th and 16th. I'd like to attend, but I can't attend. Well, there's no excuse, because the entire event will be recorded, and all the material will be available for you to listen to at your leisure online. You can either listen to it on your computer, or you can call in with your phone and listen to an audio recording. So there's really no excuse. All this material will be available for you to listen to at your leisure. Of course, we'd like you to attend and be part of the live event, because you'll have an opportunity to ask questions to all the speakers. So if there's something you don't understand, you can either chat the speaker your question, or you can give them a phone call and speak live. So this is a good way for you to really make sure you have a good grasp of all the material. So it's going to be a comprehensive two-day program, and we're covering a lot of topics, including updates in traditional medical and surgical treatment of eye disease, and also an update on the latest in alternative therapy. So this is an event that you don't want to miss. Go to visionevent2020.com or give the office a call at 800-430-9328. It is the year 2020. And I want to make the year 2020 the best year for your vision and your health. This is your host, Dr. Edward Kondrat, wishing all of you good health and clear vision. And I look forward to you at the Vision Event 2020.